Newsbiscuit. Real fake news.
Welcome to Newsbiscuit, the UK's original fake news. Newsbiscuit, bringing peace to Ukraine by doing nothing. I'm your host, Renfo, and I'm joined by four men cruelly snubbed by the Oscars for being rubbish. Ian Searle.
Good morning.
Dan Swerett.
Hello.
Getchley.
Hello.
And Tim.
Hello.
This month, the SNP search for a new leader to annoy J.K. Rowling. Keir Starmer bans Jeremy Corbyn from the Labour Party, having already banned the concept of socialism. And Harry and Meghan threaten to sue South Park for mimicking them, while Prince Andrew threatens to sue Jimmel Fixit. And so that brings us to the first round, News in Brief, where our panelists select their favourite headlines. Tim, what have you got for us?
The Falkland Islands are going to liberate Britain from evil tyranny.
Have you got a specific evil tyranny in mind then, Tim?
Well, the aforementioned J.K. Rowling.
Ah, okay.
And I also quite enjoyed children lobby supermarkets to ration sprouts.
Ah, this is the ration fact. There is a shortage of certain other vegetables, but obviously sprouts would be top of many kids' list to get rid of.
I think it's not just veg and eggs. I found there's a massive lack of eggs.
Mm. Are eggs a vegetable these days?
No, that's why I said it's not just vegetables.
Okay. But what's the quince? Oh, is that bird flu? That's bird flu, is it? The eggs thing?
I've no idea. It's just eggs seem to be scarce. This is not coming from any news report. I'm just, this is me just popping down to the local shop and going, all the eggs.
And just for the viewers at home, we are going to fact check this at a later point because we don't want Tim causing a mad rush of people to supermarkets to get eggs. So you think eggs are out and tomatoes are out. I mean, yeah. The trouble is the press are kind of running these stories as if there isn't any food. Mm. And I appreciate there's shortages in certain things, but there is still food, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Have you not been to the supermarket recently?
No. Oh, I don't go anymore. Not since the petition. Right. What else, Tim?
Move on.
Move on.
I just lost my page.
Is that a headline?
Move on. Is the news so bleak that Tim is now censoring? This is a Roald Dahl moment right here, where we're now self-censoring in real time because we can't handle the truth of...
On that fun fact, Roald Dahl actually did self-censor some of his books. The outrage over the latest censorship is the fact he's dead and can't confirm that he'd be happy with it or not.
Censored his name, didn't he? He took the N out of it just to confuse us all.
You don't want to know what the N stood for. I think the initial censorship he did of some of his stuff, I don't think that was done out of a sense of, oh, I've offended people. It was done out of, I'm not going to make as much money.
Oh, absolutely. He was not a particularly nice person.
And that's true of a lot of artists. It's true of a lot of people, really. It's interesting because the whole Roald Dahl... Oh, we'll get onto this later because no doubt it's another thing. Well, we'll talk more about this. We'll have a long discussion and there'll be a seminar and then there'll be a quiz at the end. And we'll have all learned something and no one will have laughed. Right, okay. Well, thank you, Tim. Sketchley, what do you have?
Rhinoplasty surgeons refuse to pick it. America accuses Jupiter's big red spot of spying on it.
Yeah, this is further to the balloon scare. And there's... Even those two words don't go together, do they? Balloon scare. I mean, unless balloons are like popping in your face, the balloons are not scary.
You've never seen it, have you?
No, but I mean, they are just balloons. And the initial couple of balloons that went over there, they were like, China went, it might have been ours. They might have been spying. But then since then, America have been scrambling jets left, right and centre and shooting down balloons all over the country. Because, of course, every kiddie's party has balloons getting loose and people are reporting these things. And apparently I read a thing where they said that these airplanes that are off shooting down these balloons, they're newly developed and they've cost like billions of dollars to create. And they haven't been used in any other context other than shoot down balloons. I mean, I think this is how China is going to destroy America in the end. It's just going to be the sheer inefficiency of sending multi-million pound planes to destroy balloons that you could buy in a party shop for 10p.
I have a conspiracy theory as well. You know that sculpture that was destroyed in Miami? Someone pushed it off and smashed it on the ground. It was actually a sculpture of balloons. I think they thought it was spying.
It was a balloon dog, wasn't it? Yes.
They were spying through the sculpture, the Chinese.
It was in Japan. They had a huge spherical metal object wash up on the beach.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. It's a fossilized balloon from the olden days. Well,
I think it's a rover looking for Patrick McGowan. He's escaped from the village.
I think America are taking this too seriously. It's clearly China's attempt to generate electricity, because that's where electricity comes from, isn't it? Just rubbing balloons really hard. It's a new power source to overthrow Russia.
So you think there are Chinese scientists frantically rubbing balloons, and
that's
then
what they do.
One just gets away. Oh no.
I mean, you should see this. You should see the size of the jumper.
Yes, yeah. All their hair is like 3 foot above their head.
That's what that sphere is. It's part of a massive Van de Graaff generator.
And highbrow joke of the week goes to.
We pander to physicists every week. Right. Okay, Sketchley, have you got any more?
The UK government to shrink economy to fit into Southeast. Church of England agreed to bless sneezes.
Ian, what have you got?
I've got Mississippi self-identifies as Mr. Sippy. Oh, and everyone to live within 15 minutes of water thanks to flooding. Call centres and hotel lifts observe a minute's silence for Burt Bacharach.
Dan, what about yourself?
Junior doctors to strike for 72 hours, but will complete the rest of their shift. Second century Roman sex toy may have belonged to Silvio Berlusconi.
I miss Silvio Berlusconi. I miss politicians that were just seedy and corrupt.
I mean, we definitely still have those.
Yeah. And we just had one as Prime Minister.
Yeah.
You're talking about Boris. That was two Prime Ministers ago. That's a long time.
Yeah, so at least 17 minutes.
I think it's 150 days or something.
Sorry to bang on about Keir Starmer. He was being interviewed earlier this week, and kind of almost out of nothing, he offered up the fact that he really hated Boris Johnson on a personal level. That was his every answer to any question, was, I just really hate Boris Johnson. And at the end of the interview, you kind of go, oh man, Boris Johnson, he wasn't the last Prime Minister. You need to just... I mean, it's all right for us to be a bit annoyed about him, but you need to be focusing on... Yeah,
maybe that's the tactic. That's the Tory tactic. Make us hate a Prime Minister X Prime Ministers ago so much that we can't possibly hate anyone else.
I mean, that's how I've got girls in the past. It's just finding someone who's had a really bad breakup and just promising to be ever so slightly better than their horrendous ex.
It explains a lot.
Yes, that's my love tip of the day. Prey on the needy and the vulnerable.
You're talking about Berlusconi and disreputable politicians. Just before we came on, I was looking at the news and I discovered there's a person in the Philippines called Bong Bong Marcos. And it sounds like they've taken two political scandals and combined them into one person.
Feels like an instruction, really.
Mystery sphere on Japanese beach is ball from Harry Kane's World Cup penalty. Full list of sensitively edited books by Roald Legume Stew.
Yeah, so we're back to Roald Dahl.
Yes.
You know, it makes you then start thinking about all the books that you've ever read and all the music you've ever liked. You go, yeah, it's all pretty questionable, really. There isn't a lot you'd be left with if it was down to simply stuff that doesn't offend or provoke. I mean, I don't know where the Sex Pistols would be in terms of the musical canon. That's all they had going for them, wasn't it? Just to be provocative and annoy people and be offensive. They had no other musical redeeming qualities. Where'd you draw the line?
I love what you said there about art is basically about where you draw the line, because that sort of sums it up, really, doesn't it?
It is very good, yeah.
And of course, the other thing about kind of, you know, being deeply offensive and troubling is that is most of News Biscuit's output. So I think we would struggle. But I think Philip Pullman made quite a good point. I did see he talked about the Roald Dahl thing, and he said, well, if Dahl's books are offensive, then just stop reading them and let them just die off naturally.
His point was, let other authors
and let new
make
ones
money.
Come through. Yeah, yeah.
Let me basically buy my book, is what he was saying.
He didn't go quite that far, did he?
But he said
there are other authors out there
who are not Roald Dahl,
who might have written something about a compass.
I'm quite worried because you know, the kids won't be reading the same Roald Dahl books I've read. And they'll be going, you know, I was reading Charlie, he/him and the Cocoa Bean Processing Unit.
I think there's a slight arrogance in that when people change stuff, they assume the thing they're changing to will be better. Mm. So I think it was Augustus Gloop, who's obviously described as fat in the original book. They swapped it to being enormous. Mm. Now, I know as a kid at school, if there was a kid who was fat and we said, such and such is fat, that's terrible. But if you're going, ha ha, they're enormous, that sounds way worse.
That sounds like he's being victimized by the fat kid, to be honest. That's like there's five fat kids, but he's enormous.
My wife asks, does her ass look fat in this dress? And I reply, no, but it looks enormous. I'm in a whole different level of trouble right there. It comes to a slightly seedier, because I think anyone online these days who describes themselves as enormous, they're boasting, they're boasting about something, aren't they? Or it came Augustus. He was enormous. Whoa! That's too much detail. That's ruined it. That now I've
that's
ruined
it. It has ruined it now.
That's taking it to another level. Our next round is True Biscuit, where our panel has to guess which is the real headline and which is the fake one. Dan, we're going to start with you.
Bride alarmed after discovering groom being breastfed by his mum before the wedding.
Will you say this like it's an unusual thing?
Oh, am I the only one? Sorry.
And now I'm thinking my wedding might not have been the beautiful thing that I thought it was.
I don't want to see what got photoshopped in. So,
was the breastfeeding a regular occurrence, or was it like a one-off wedding gift?
Like having a cigar?
Yes. Yes. Come on, Mum. It's only the once. You know you want to.
Biologically, I would say it has to have been a continuous thing. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything to...
Imagine the bride wondering why his mother was still lactating.
Sorry, can I clarify? Did she actually see this at the wedding?
Yeah.
Did he just have a moustache?
That's it, yeah.
It was a very strange first dance.
At first I thought he was doing cocaine.
This is why it's bad luck to see the groom before the wedding.
Because he's going to discover kind of things. Yes.
And then I found him having his nappy changed.
Did they not have champagne? Because that's usually standard, isn't it, at weddings?
I don't think everyone had breast milk on the table. I don't think that was...
I'm just going to ask, where was this? Because usually at this point, someone goes, it was in Alabama. And then we all go,
Yeah.
Do we know where?
We don't.
And you know when people renew their vows years later? Would you as the wife just go, I'm flattered that you want to renew the vows, but can we just set the parameters of what we're going to recreate here?
If it's a renewal, would he have to be regurgitating the milk?
I think we've crossed the line now.
Yeah, why say that, Tim? This was a perfectly wholesome family event, and then you've just ruined it with cheese. And how did this get into the newspapers, by the way? Because I would have thought the one thing you would do off the back of this is not mention it to anyone.
Yeah.
If I was told, I would tell everyone. I mean, there's no way you're keeping that secret. In fact, often what I would do to people when they start disclosing some embarrassing thing to them, to me, I will say, you know, let me stop you there. I'm telling everyone.
But I've got a podcast.
I need material. Did it have a photo? One of those photos they have in the thing. The guy and his mum, the bride standing to one side, sort of cross-armed and sort of frowning at the camera.
Like she's a watchdog.
Yeah, pointing disapprovingly at the breast.
I'm going to go for true, just because there seems to be a lot of thought gone into this.
I bet he was thinking about it. I mean, I don't think it was a spontaneous moment, because I think his mum would have said no under those circumstances. This seems premeditated. He was a thirsty boy.
Absolute fake. I think it's an episode of Little Britain. And
yeah, you're right. The Little Britain, you're right. It does have a sense of David Walliams, but without the implicit racism.
Yeah. True, because I know the world is weird.
This was 100% true.
Oh, see, usually when someone says something's true, there's usually kind of a ripple of laughter around the room, because we went, oh no. Tim, what have you got?
North Dakota introduced bill to ban students who identify as animals from attending public schools.
Oh, okay. So they're not identifying animals. They're not in a field going, there's a rabbit.
No, it's self-identifying as animals.
Right.
I believe it stems from a News Biscuit-esque story from the States that students were self-identifying as animals, so schools were starting to put litter trays out for them.
Wow, so they just took it as verbatim and went for it. And then I'm assuming the original kind of gag story is just kind of taking the kind of anti-trans hysteria to the nth degree. Is that the...
Yes, I think so.
How big were these litter trays? Because a lion needs a much bigger litter tray than a domestic cat.
They were enormous.
I think there's some benefit. I mean, if these students were on some sort of sporting scholarship and they self-identified as a cheetah, or as a kangaroo, that gives them that sort of, they're in that mindset where they can achieve great things on the athletics field.
That's a very specific sports you think there.
That's a variation on the old, I mean, I think it's a Woody Allen joke originally about the guy who goes to doctors and he says, you know, my wife is self-identifying as a chicken. And the doctor goes, you know, yeah, how can I help you with it? And can I cure it? And he goes to the end. So the punchline is, yeah, we'd like to cure it, but at the same time, we need the eggs.
yeah. We do nowadays.
Yeah, so clearly, now it all makes sense.
Full circle.
Oh, beautiful.
Is there any benefit? I mean, obviously, these disreputable people that are or appear to be self-identifying as a different gender so they can get in a different prison, there's a benefit to them. Is there any benefit to these people self-identifying as a rabbit? I've just thought of one.
Yeah, I never entirely buy the whole kind of, you know, people self-identifying in order to get put into a particular type of prison, because I think you're still going to prison. Not entirely a get out of free jail card. I mean, if you kind of self-identified as, I don't know,
a key,
an unlocked door, then I'm thinking, yeah, that is smart.
Because they go to any student town and they'll tell you the students are animals. Self-identifying is just one step on, isn't it?
Well, that's the other thing is I can imagine some legislators going, this is outrageous. I've heard this thing. We must do something about it. But then I would have sort of assumed the next step would be at least to fact check it and to go to the schools and look for the big litter tray, the huge
scratching posts.
Yeah, the scratch marks in the birdie, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going false. This is Animal House.
It's the plot of Animal House.
It's basically Animal House, yeah.
If you're taking all these stories so far,
you've seen a lot of TV, Ian.
Everything is plagiarised.
I'm torn because on one hand, I think it's America, so they probably would leap to this conclusion. And on the other hand, I'm thinking it's America, so they might embrace it. So I'm really...
That is why America is a beautiful country, because it is a country of the free. Free to be absolutely insane in both directions.
Exactly. I'm going to say true. Let's say true. I tossed a coin. You didn't see it.
No.
I did. And it came up true.
Yeah, that never looks good on a podcast.
It's probably true. Some Republican probably said it in Congress and then filibustered for 6 hours so that it passed automatically.
When you say that about America, they're just worried about kids just as animals and giant balloons. It does make everything sound like it's Disney World, doesn't it? It makes it sound like it's...
What if someone turns up with a balloon animal? What do they do then?
Yeah. Well, I think at that point the army comes in and shoots them in the head.
This is true. It's an NBC news story. And actually, it wasn't a Republican. It was six Republican members of the North Dakota legislature. What are you talking about? It's a two-page bill trying to prohibit transgender youths. But there is a subsection in it that says, by the way, also they can't identify the animals.
Well, that sounds like kind of like almost like a brainstorming session when they put together a transgender bill and then someone's going, yeah, hold on, it probably doesn't stop with that. Yeah. And then someone's going, what do you mean? Well, then there's animals. Oh yeah, there's animals. And then, I mean, you're just getting into kind of the realms of kind of, someone goes, can you list every kind of cosplay thing you could possibly think of? And let's just ban the lot. Military reenactments. But they're just reenactments. Yeah, but someone's getting off on it.
If a school accommodates a student saying, this is my preferred gender, then they can be fined up to $500,000.
Wow.
If they accept it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like J.K. Rowling's dying wish.
At the same time, they proposed another bill to allow 14-year-olds to work in mines.
Good, excellent. Well, they're small. They're small and their fingers are agile, Tim.
Yeah, they don't need as much oxygen.
Yes. I mean, how else do you think I clean my chimney?
Is this because the 14-year-olds self-identify as canaries?
That's complete, isn't it?
Yeah, Tim just scares me on these episodes. Sketchley, what have you got?
That's the last time I wank off a lion.
Right, okay.
But is this a headline or a confession?
Yes, no, can we now move to the headline now?
Yeah. Are you in the right doc?
Okay. I thought this was a counselling session, sorry.
Yes, I mean, that's a great statement. I mean, that's a great opening line to a book. I can't believe Charles Dickens didn't use it for one of his.
Is this just a line from Tim's report?
This is the last time I wank off a lion.
That's the last time I wank off a lion, which I also think would be a fantastic catchphrase for a sitcom character.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone else is old enough to remember it, but it sounds like the final episode of Daktari.
None of us are old enough.
I'm not entirely convinced it's an age thing.
I won't go down that rabbit hole then.
Okay.
It does remind me of the story from probably maybe about 8-10 years ago about a NASA scientist who was researching with dolphins and wanked off the dolphin to relieve tension so that she could do her research.
What kind of scientist does that? I've gone to the doctors many a time and I feel quite tense. I've never had the doctor go, there's a way we can relieve that tension between us, is there?
But this is why you should go to NASA.
Yeah, okay.
The treatment's out of this world.
It's the same treatment for everything. To be fair, the queues at the NHS would be far longer if that was the standard treatment for everything. People dragging in broken legs. I'll go for the wank option, please. You know what else to set the leg? No, I can do that at home. But no, this isn't like a biblical story. This isn't like Daniel after he...
No, no.
We pacified him.
I definitely didn't read that version.
I know your pores are hurting right now. I've got a way I can relieve that.
Just a lion smoking a cigarette afterwards.
This is absolutely the last time I'm going to wank off a lion. But this is that obviously implies this has been happening multiple times. It's not just a. This isn't the first time. This isn't like the guy with the breast, although we think that was multiple times as well. Was he just wanking off a lion at the same time? It's a very niche kind of image. Him, his mum, the lion, and the bride comes in.
The lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Yes. Oh, they were in the wardrobe. Oh, that's why.
I understood it as a long line of lions, and he just got to the last one. And that one took exception.
There we go. Last time I wake up a lion. Are there any more details, David? I don't want visuals.
It's the worst circus visit me and my family had ever.
he did give it some knockout juice beforehand, but with it being a big lion, he wasn't sure how much to give it.
There's two meanings of knockout juice here. Isn't
how there? Enormous was this lion?
It was lion size. What Bob explained, it's a bit like getting sperm from any male mammal. You basically need to give them a wank. But working out the dose to knock out big cats safely is really an educated guess.
Why is this man doing this? Why is he knocking out mammals?
It's basically a horrific...
A hobby, don't we?
Is this a breeding thing, like with stallions?
Yes.
And
yeah, they wanted to freeze his sperm so that they could inseminate a female lion later.
Yeah, that's the excuse they gave. That's just a cover story.
I mean, there is a reason it's the last one.
He's 65 and he has to retire and pass on to someone else.
The reason is he got caught.
I basically manhandled its todger until it started to show some lipstick.
Oh, my gosh.
I won't be back, will I?
What? No, you're not. Where are you getting this information from? It sounds like there's a batch of scientists who are like very serious in lab coats who get the sperm from animals and inseminate them. But when it comes to the wanking, there's this random bloke called Bob who they just pull in.
It sounds like it might be Danny Dyer.
He was showing lipstick.
I've got this image of all these scientists, and then the other one goes, it's your turn to dress as the female lion.
That's very Monty Python.
Does this sound plausible?
Yes. Well, it's a particularly studly lion. They're like, oh, this is a good, let's try and get more of this.
A racing lion.
Racing lion.
The breeding scheme sounds plausible, so I'm going to say true too.
Male lions are lazy, aren't they? That's the problem. Women do all the work in the lion world, so yeah. This sounds entirely plausible for that reason.
Actually, the bit that's unbelievable is that the lion woke up and went, stop that.
Is this the last line you're ever going to wank off? What is this true or false?
You want me to tell you because you haven't had a guess yet?
No. I never guess on these things.
Oh, I thought you did.
I'm broken. I can no longer tell the difference between fact or fiction anymore. These episodes have destroyed me. And the thing is, after the episode, I'll go and I'll chat to other people like a couple of days later. Oh, there was this thing and there's this story and stuff. And I can't remember in my head if it was true or false. And I'm like, I don't know now. I don't know what I'm telling people.
Are you fake news? You the reason for fake news?
I think I must be. Right, anyway.
It is true. The lion, it jizzed really fiercely all over me.
Well, he wouldn't do it in any other way, would he?
I think it was too late. The beast sank its fangs into my arms and basically it bit his arm off.
Oh, my words!
It wasn't his wanking arm. It was... It was
another
arm.
The lion jizzed fiercely all over him.
Yeah.
If the whole point of this was to collect the sperm, you'd think there'd be some sort of vessel.
Yes, he'd have put something there, over the appendage. Yeah.
Rather than just scraping it off his, you know, his corduroys.
You know when you turn the hose pipe on and nothing comes out? And you have a look.
Oh, God, he didn't try and siphon it, did he?
I don't know.
What newspaper was this in? Because you did hold up the article just
this there. Was in the Sunday Sport.
There was something about the linguistic style of it, that the words like jizz and things.
Yeah.
I did make me wonder if it was The Guardian or not. But
Texas to offer lethal injections in 3 new flavors.
Welcome to the American special.
But hold on. It's an injection. So how are you tasting it in the first place?
The state of Texas has committed itself to a more humane approach to execution as the governor announced that the poison would come in 3 delicious fruity flavors. Justice would be tempered with a hint of strawberry or vanilla, he explained. Authorities hope that these options will tempt more death row inmates to get it over with and stop clogging up the courts with endless appeals.
Oh my God, so it's like luring them with
child catcher from Chitty Bang Bang.
And vanilla's really expensive. Why bother wasting it on somebody who's going to die?
People who are creating these poisons, how do they know they've got the flavours right?
If I want someone to die a cruel and unusual death, I want them to do it the right way, which is wanking off a tiger. I don't even see how this is more humane, that it's flavoured. They're still dying an agonising death, aren't
they? Yeah, but think about your thought process. It's, I'm going to die. Ooh, strawberry.
Come on. Well, it says reaction on death row has been mixed, from what no peppermint to old Sparky only gave us smoky bacon.
You don't get much TripAdvisor stuff, do you, for reviews for death row? I was going to say, you can't sugarcoat it, but it turns out that is definitely what they're thinking.
I've got to go false. But...
I'm going to go for true, because the other two are true.
Plausible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're all plausible.
False.
Ian, is this even a thing?
It is an old news biscuit article.
Thank the Lord. We finally reach the magic eight ball. Each of our guests is going to give us their predictions for next month's news.
Publishers to remove offensive language from Mein Kampf.
Wokists demand that all future balloons be filled with valium.
Netflix announced new miniseries based on Hunter Biden's laptop. The laptop will be played by Matt Damon.
The game of who becomes much easier after voter ID.
And that brings us to the end of this episode. And I can reveal this month's winner are the energy companies, whose multi-billion pound profits coincidentally match your nan's multi-billion pound energy bill. I'd like to thank our guests, Ian Searle.
Thank you.
Dan Swerett.
Bye.
Tim.
Bye.
And Sketchley.
See ya.
And I leave you with these headlines. Tomato shortage caused by people hoarding them to throw at Tories. Plasterer issues invoice for surfaces rendered. And 1 in 5 couples close to break up. The other 4 in 5 are just kidding themselves.
You've been listening to News Biscuit, free to read and free to write for. We accept submissions from any budding satirist, young or old. Visit newsbiscuit.com to submit headlines, stories, and to support new writers.
News Biscuit. Real fake news.
That was excellent as always. I say that every time. It is, isn't it? That was
the same as always.
The worst is ever.
Yes, we'll never speak of this one again. I can tell you that now. At the end of the episode, you find that you've been entirely edited out. That's on you, that is.
I sometimes feel like I've been edited out of my entire life, so I'm used to it.
That's it. Well, saying that, all the family photographs we got around the house, I'm the default photographer.
Yes.
Yeah. And for the first few years, I wasn't worried about it, but now looking at it, and it's like a Stalinist purge.
And there's a lot more photos now as well, I noticed, because there's probably about 8 photos of me as a kid, and now there's 10,000 of my kid who's one.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I was ever at any of these events now. I'm like, was I at my wedding? I seem to be. Oh.
There's another thing that people allegedly do where they make people leave gaps so that if a relationship breaks up, you can cut them off and it still looks okay.
Oh, my word. The sheer cynicism of that. And yet I like the fact someone's planning ahead. I thought it was going to be a nice thing that you're going to say, oh, they add people in who aren't there, like a dead relative. Oh, that's sweet. Not that they're going to cut them out.
Did you say they're going to do nice things like edit in a dead relative?
Not as them.
Imagine a wedding photo of you and your wife and someone who'd been dead for 10 years.
And who's the coffin there?
Yeah, that would really mess with the continuity. I could have sworn Great Nan died in the Victorian era. She's there. She appears to be in black and white, though.
My headline for next month prediction was going to be that J.K. Rowling is up in arms as Dame Edna is announced new head of the SNP.